Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 20th day of November 2019, and welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's just going to be you. We're going to talk about. I want to share some things with you, some stories with you, and I want to open the lines too for your comments and questions. I really want to because, please, I mean, let me tell you, and you believe me, that you're part of this broadcast. Whether you can donate a penny or not, folks, you being there, you praying for us is vitally important. Thank you for that. And I mean that. So this program is yours as much as mine. We're all servants of the Most High God, and we'll do His glory and His will. So you feel free to call in if you want to as I share some different stories with you. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office tomorrow. Now, next Thursday, we'll not be in the office, obviously. It is the only Christian holiday that we celebrate in this country, and I enjoy Thanksgiving for that purpose. But next Thursday won't be here, so tomorrow's your last chance to talk to us this month. I'll be putting out a news magazine tomorrow. If you want to receive the Minuteman News, folks, it's always between 50 and 80 pages long. It's absolutely free online. If you will call tomorrow and give us your email address, you call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448 and say, here's the email address. We'll put you up. We'll send it to you as soon as it comes back from Texas, which probably sometime I would say next week. And you can also email me and tell me you want it at Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. Say, I want the email. We'll give it to you. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. There's no cost at all. Totally free via email. So please do that. And if you need a case of food or a water filter, there'll be one leaving here tomorrow going someplace, a case of food and water filter. If you don't write to me and say, I need it, we don't know you need it. And don't be embarrassed, folks. There's no shame sometimes need a little help. I've had to have it before. And I'm just thankful that now, maybe by the grace of God, I can give a little bit. And thanks to new man of food, a new sponsor, Daniel Brinkman, and the New Millennium, the Berkey people, we can do that. No strings attached, totally free, shipping and all. A case of food or a Berkey water filter. Folks, you can't do without food and water. And I would highly recommend, if you do not have a water filter, if you do not have a Berkey water filter, to make sure that your water is purified and worth drinking right off the roof of your house, right out of the pond beside your house, right out of the creek beside your house, no matter where you get the water from, a Berkey water filter will purify that water so it's potable water that you can use and share with the family without worrying about anything in it to hurt you. We offer those here for sale, of course. We're the only one that offers a scratch and ding water filter. You know, you don't save a fortune, but you save some money. But we have all the models in, and they're still out of the big Berkeys. And Imperials new, but we have the scratch and ding if you want them. So, folks, you'll save $25-$30 if you buy a scratch and ding. If you call tomorrow, we'll tell you what you can get with the Berkeys at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I don't know why everyone out there won't and can save up $200, $250 to guard and see themselves and their family safe drinking water for no matter what the reason you may have trouble. Floods, natural disasters, whatever it may be. This will guarantee you safe drinking water. Berkey Water Filter is the best gravity-fed water filter bar none, and I can prove it by test. But it's up to you to do what you want. If it's not worth $250 to guarantee your family's healthy drinking water, then by all means don't call us. And don't forget we're with you tonight on Shortwave because Melody Seastrom is our sponsor on Shortwave. Melody Seastrom has blessed this ministry by allowing us to get back on Shortwave, reaching a lot of people we lost for a while. Melody offers a chance for you to plan for the future. And folks, on the 9th of next month, we're going to have G. Edward Griffin on. Now, if you don't know who he is, he wrote a book years ago entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island. Phenomenal book about the Federal Reserve and how it's formed. We're going to have him on the 9th of next month. We're going to discuss in much detail what he sees happening. Folks, this guy is an expert of experts. And if you're not preparing yourself for what hard times ahead, I don't want to tell you. But you call Melody at 800-375-4188 and see what she can tell you that you might want to think about doing, okay? And we're still offering a book, The Grand Design Exposed. I bought 5 cases of those. They're a real good deal because I thought they'd fly out of here. I really did. I really thought these people are going to want to hear this because America never was, after the 1600s and into the 1700s, about midway through, we started losing the virtue that once belonged to this country because we were founded a Christian nation in the 1600s by the Pilgrims and Puritans, a Christian nation built on the principles of God, and you couldn't even hold office unless you were a Christian, a born-again Christian and a believer in Christ. That changed with our Constitution. Did away with that, opened the doors to all matter of religion to be in politics, and obviously it's here. This was not a coincidence by any means. The power behind this was hidden, but well placed. For $12.95, you're going to find out why D.C. was built on a piece of land that was called Rome. I'm serious. And the guy that once owned it was named Pope. You're going to find out the Carroll family, staunch Catholics, what they had to do with this. That's only if you want to know. If you don't want to know, don't get it. But $12.95 will get delivered to you. If you want, you can call them, like I said, and order online, order by credit card or debit, or you can write us and get it, either way. Now, Chris will be in the office tomorrow, and so will Judy. We'll have a full house tomorrow if you want to call and share some things, or place some orders, whatever. We'd appreciate that. And the teaching I did some years ago on Satan found deception, I really believe that we would have lots of people say, I want to hear that, because it's biblical, it's fulfilling prophecy, and very few have asked for that. It's $15. I know it is, folks. It's 5 hours long. It costs money to produce CDs, DVDs, mail them out of here. They're not free. And we have to pay somebody to do it. Our producer can't do it for nothing. But you can have both of them, both the book and the DVDs for $25, or you can separately for $12.95 and $15. It's up to you. But I really thought people want to know how Satan has deceived this whole world, actually, especially America, into the last days. Now, in a way, some good news. I think today was mine and Marcia's 48th anniversary. 40 years ago today, we said I do to each other, and I guess it stuck. I was 23, she was 17, and we've been married now 48 years. Blessed with 3 grown young men, are good workers, provided for themselves and their families, and 6 beautiful grandchildren. I've been blessed, my friends, I've been blessed. I truly have, and I have not been perfect by any means. I messed up a lot of times. But my father's blessed me because I tried to honor him as best I understood how. And I grow every day, and I see the faults and failures I had in the past. Even though doing my best, I did not know what I know now. And I'll never know perfectly until I leave this world. But 48 years, I've been a blessed man. I want you to know that. So I want to share that with you tonight. Is moving to anything more serious. And again, if you want to call tonight, you can. 844 769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you, and I do mean that. We're here to try to be a blessing if we can to all people. Like I said, tomorrow's office day. Been office all day tomorrow. So you can call Martin and talk to us if you like to. But now let's move on. I don't know how you folks feel about a lot of things. I mean, I know how you feel about sin and decadence. I know how you feel about that. But I don't know how you respond to it. I don't know. You know, we hear so many conflicting stories from different so-called churches and Christians. That Christians should not become angry. Christians should always reach out in love. And Christians should always tolerate and try to be Christ-like and lead them to Christ through love. Well, you know, our Savior, Jesus Christ, could not do that himself. He was love. He is love. But he could not draw them to him just by showing love. He tried. Raised the dead, healed the sick, exposed the church, which I guess today that would be called evil, and I'm sure it has been. But they crucified our Savior, the perfect, only perfect man that ever lived. They crucified him, and he had no fault in him. Now, we know it's prophesied. It had to happen. He had to carry our sins to the cross of Calvary, and I know that. But the point I'm trying to make is this. If he could not please the people, how do we expect to? If he could not get the people to understand by being truth and light and love, I'm certain we can't either. And I see nothing wrong with Christians becoming angry, righteously angry. Nothing wrong at all. Matter of fact, I see the reverse of that. A Christian that lives in these day and times that are not profoundly angry are not Christians at all. Now, I don't mean you stay angry and you're bitter and hateful. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you become angry with the sin you see around you, that you become aggravated, frustrated, and to the point you stand up, speak up and say, that is wrong. Not my lifetime. I'm not going to allow that in my life, in my home. You know, I just got a phone call with somebody today whose husband didn't used to be a drunkard, but now he is. He professed to be a Christian, still does, but he's a drunkard. And he gave his 12-year-old son a glass of wine to drink with him. I'm telling the truth. And I became angry over that. Oh, I did. I became angry, and I would tell that man, eyeball, he's worthless as he can be. Or as the old hill saying around here is, he's worthless as tits on a boar hog. A man that would give his 12-year-old son alcohol to drink is not a man at all. He's a mistake with a zipper. He's a useless piece of nothing right now. They repent and come back to Christ and let him put it back on the right track. Amen to that. But I will not be quiet. I will not remain silent in the face of such evil and decadence as to let this happen without me speaking up. I will not do it. You know, if you read Matthew, I'm sure you all read Matthew 24 many times. We're told that in the last days, and when Christ talked about the last days here, that because lawlessness, which is iniquity, shall abound, the love of many believers will wax cold, become cold. They will come lukewarm, to say the least. And we're warned against that we can't allow sin to cause us to compromise and become apathetic on what's going on around us. We cannot allow that. As I told you last night in Ezekiel chapter 9 and read in Peter, that if your soul isn't vexed because of what you see around you, if you're not angry, upset, and hurt with what you see around you, then you're not walking with Christ. We're told not to become apathetic and indifferent. Matter of fact, the next verse in this chapter 24 of Matthew says, only those who endure to the end are going to be saved. Not those who compromise. Not those that kowtow to evil. Not those that become apathetic. Not those that become frightened. You see, do you know the Bible tells us, Revelation, that the first ones cast into hell are the fearful? Did you know that? And if you are fearful and will not confront evil because you might lose a friend or a family member that doesn't like you anymore, someone may call you names and even attack you, then you're fearful. You'll be one of the first ones cast into hell. That's what the book says. And on top of that, in Matthew 10, Christ said, if you deny me, which is denying his truth, his word, and who he is, before men, I'll deny before the Father. And if Christ denies before the Father, I don't care what else you say you've done. You're not going to make it. As a matter of fact, he told a lot of people, said, they said, well, did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not heal the sick and raise the dead? He said, many, and when you hear the word many, run, folks, many means that the masses are not going to make it. Many, we say many do this, many do that. That means they're masses. The masses are not going to make it. Only a few there be to find the straight path. Many will say this unto me, and Lord, Lord, but they haven't done the will of the Father. You understand that? And he prophesied to us, Matthew 24, that in the last days, but like it was in the days of Noah, you know, people will not care about anything godly or righteous. They'll be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and having all kinds of party times, ignoring the laws of God, committing all manner of immorality, having sex with fallen angels. Oh yeah, that happened. That happened. He says happening now. I didn't say that. Do I believe the Nephilim are still around? I do. Not necessarily in the shape of giants, or I'm talking about the fallen angels are still here. And I do believe they still influence the affairs of men. Matter of fact, I know many people that are demonically possessed. The man who gives his son a glass of wine is demonically possessed. That's a fact. That's a real fact. People don't want to face that day, but that's just the way it is. But I'm seeing evil triumph over good, because good men are doing nothing, just like Burke said. People who do nothing are the cause of evil triumphing. No, not evil. Evil has no authority or power over good if the good will stand and resist it. But when the good keeps your mouth shut and tolerates evil, evil takes over society. It's like cancer. If you don't stop it aggressively, it will kill you aggressively. A society that tolerates evil is eventually destroyed by that evil. Do you understand what I'm telling you? There's an article here in front of me right now that there'll be in this month's magazine, by the way. Hot new fashion trend has men dressing in skirts, dresses, and 8-inch heels. It's got pictures of a white guy, a couple black guys dressed in skirts, in sports coats, and black socks up to their knees. Folks, it's ridiculous to look at, but that's the latest trend in this world, in this nation today. Because they can be gender fluid with this type of outfit. And do you understand that this is going to be in front of your children and grandchildren? And do you give a hoot in hell if it is or not? Do you really care? Do you care enough to say, this isn't going to happen on my watch? I'm going to speak up. Maybe I can't stop it, but I'm not going to shut up. I mean, now they're making rompers for men, fashionable. Can you hear what I'm saying? It's amazing. It says, turn heads and break hearts when you take your romp him for a spin. Read your product description. It's a romper specifically designed for men, sure, but it's also so much more. Now, folks, this is for real in America today. And I'm sure y'all know about Miley Cyrus. Heard about Miley Cyrus? That little woman that's in much need of salvation, Miley Cyrus, had just given a recent interview, and she said, "I think I'm weird." And you all agree with her? I agree with her on that. I think she's weird too. But anyway, I think I'm weird because that I feel very genderless. I feel ageless. I feel like I'm just a spirit soul, not even divided by human being. Or I treat the animals the same, or hopefully treat the planet with as much respect as possible, Cyrus said during an interview on Lorraine, a UK morning show. She said, I feel very much like there's no us and them. There's no me and you. I feel like I'm kind of just, I want to be everything. I want to be also kind of nothing. I just want to be able to be myself, she continued. Oh my, and folks, 10 million people hold her up and adore her as a role model for their children. This is what passes for entertainment in America today. Does anyone really care enough to say anything about it? I mean, do your pastors ever speak up and say, this is wrong, this should not be tolerated, you should not have Miley Cyrus music on your radio, or on a CD in your house, you should not watch it on TV? I mean, has anyone told you that? I'm saying this politely, I am. And I'd like to see I would like to see her come to Christ. I do mean that. She has a soul. Right now she's a tramp. And she acts like a tramp. But people tolerate it, and some people applaud it. Because we've become just as perverted as she is, as a people. And when you keep silent about this, and you allow your children, grandchildren, and family to partake of this and watch this trash without saying anything, then you're definitely the reason the evil is triumphing. The church has become quiet, and evil has taken over. You understand what I'm telling you? That's just the way it is. I'm already Todd. I forgot my phone. Somebody's trying to call me. I'll get my phone in a minute. Next break. I forgot my phone. But anyway, Todd always lets me know my phone when somebody's calling. I don't have it with me. So if you're calling, hang in there. I'll get to you. I promise. But the point I'm trying to make is this. If we, I'm talking about me, you mean you, those are called self-believers, will not stand in the gap to stop this filth from taking this country over, we are to blame. You say, preacher, can we stop it now? I don't think America can be saved now. I don't. But folks, I tell you this. If you're a believer, and you truly are, your example before someone in your family may be the reason that they become a saved individual, born again, and brought into the family of God because of your stand and your convictions. You understand that? How you live is more important than what you say. And what you say is vitally important to people that don't know the truth. Why do you think almost 27 years, this coming March, 27 years I've been on the radio, why do you think I'm still here? We never take a pay out of it. Not one dime goes in my pocket. Unless somebody says, Pastor, this is for you, for gas, whatever. Nothing. It all goes back into the ministry. We're working hard to get on some more stations right now because we were given a small gift from a listener who passed away. Bless her heart. She kept a word to us. We're trying to get on some more stations and working hard on that. And maybe go on another shortwave frequency in the future. I don't know that for sure. We're trying to work on that. But I want to do it because people are starving to death for the truth. And I am so disgusted when I see something else going on in this country that breaks my heart. Because I remember back when I graduated. Yeah, I did graduate high school. Don't talk like it. I'm sure it don't. But I did. 1966, I graduated out of high school. And you know, 1966, we were well on our way to a socialistic society. We were already well dumbed down by the public school system. But up to that time, we still had decency in schools. Girls could not wear pants to school except in the wintertime under the dresses. Boys could not wear their hair down below the collars. And I know it sounds corny. And they couldn't wear revealing clothing. But that's all changed. Today, not only can do that, they can dress like girls with the boys, and boys and girls dress like boys. You don't want to. It makes no difference. The public school system has made another generation of decadent, irresponsible, selfish, self-centered narcissist to come out of the school system into public and try to function in a world that's so perverted that they seem more perverted than they are, perhaps, and they don't know how to act in it. But in Colorado, public schools are now requiring students to role-play child sacrifice poems as part of rape training indoctrination. I am serious. This is right on Natural News. I mean, it's unbelievable. Colorado has a sodomite for a governor, a sexual deviant. You know, I'm not going to get on detail on this, but I want to ask you all something you shrug at that and go on down the road. I want to ask you a question. Try the phantom in your mind, if you would, just how these two sexual perverts, these two men, have sexual relations and what to do to one another to please themselves. And tell me that's not perverted. Or women. Two women. How do they please themselves? It is perverted. And now they got your child in Colorado public schools reading poetry. And I'm not going to say the words. I'm going to just tell you what's in those poems as a part of rape training indoctrination. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to read part of the article to you. The greatest challenge in coverage is that most people still don't recognize the level of depravity, perversion, and evil that has overtaken liberals and Democrats. And folks, I'm not just saying Democrats, believe me, or liberals. No. The blame lies with us. the so-called church in America. The blame lies behind the pulpits of this country that don't have the guts to stand and tell the truth, and no matter who it offends, they'll tell the truth. They offended my Savior because they crucified my Savior because he offended people. Why should I be worried about who I offend? I don't mean to offend, but the truth offends, and so be it. You're not offended me, you offended the truth. I'm just a messenger boy. So they can't mentally grasp the real reality of what's actually happening all around them because it's unthinkable. So when a 6-year-old Colorado girl was violated by sexually explicit role-playing assignment in public school, where she was required to role-play rape and sodomy concepts while the teacher demanded she read out loud lines like, the F word, in the A word and similar language, most people dismiss the reality because they can't fathom it being real. But it is real. And it just happened in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. I showed the picture of Skylar Cajun with her father, Brent. And I got to say this, I know they're not listening. But Mr. Brent, if you listen, and that girl's still in public school, you're part of the fault. You're part of the reason this is going on. Oh, yeah. You are. But they read from a poem called Howl, H-O-W-L, Howl, which uses words like the C word and the granite C word and on, on, on. And it's a perverted poem to indoctrinize this pretty little 6-year-old girl about rape. That teacher had them read this out loud in the school in front of other students. And the parents, what about the parents? What about the parents? Tell me. I mean, what about the parents? This is so disgusting. It'll be in the magazine, but I'm not going to try to read it because I can't. It's too disgusting. It's just unbelievable how perverted this is. But this is going on in your public school system in Colorado, and I'm sure other places in the country also. I mean, it's absolutely beyond drag queen hour. It's unbelievable. But it seems like that most people are going to let it go on because it's part of the public school system. And, well, we got to send our kids to school where they won't get any jobs. Okay. You'd rather them go to school so they can get a job and lose their soul to hell, would you? Would you really? I mean, one of the people said the students become fresh meat to be preyed upon by these public school systems. It's Moloch worship, folks. Moloch. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. The phone lines are open. I guess the people listening tonight, if you have any comments, I'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I don't even know how to even go any further into this article. It's pretty lengthy. And they'll be in this bus magazine. I don't care if it is lengthy. You need to read it. But public schools are now kind of demon celebrating pedophilia, rape, training centers to indoctrinate youth and prepare them to be repeated raping by other perverts, if you will. This is actually happening. This is being taught to your children in so-called public education centers, who are actually indoctrination centers. Getting them used to the idea of using language that they shouldn't even know about at their ages. Matter of fact, I learn new words all the time from reading some of these articles I didn't know existed. But this curriculum normalizes child sex. And folks, I said this many, many years ago. Soon, pedophilia will be totally legal in the United States. As a matter of fact, this has been discussed right now, becoming legal. It's already legal down to 16 in most states. That's a fact. Check it out. They won't make it down to age 12. And it's going to be that way. I guarantee you it's going to be that way because the church is saying nothing. They go to the building three times a week, and what do they do to stand against evil in public? Do they speak up in the public? Do they get irate? Do they become angry? Do they go to these meetings where they have transgenders reading to the children and speak up? They did in Morgantown, West Virginia. They were so hostile, they canceled the readings. God bless them. I appreciate them. I really do. But we're seeing that this is nothing but standard training now for the young people to get used to the idea of being sexually manipulated and used. But again, why should we care? After all, we're saved. We're okay. We're gonna be out of here one of these days. We become so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. You know, it's so sad how deceived the church has become. I mean, they actually believe that people can kill themselves and still go to heaven. They really believe that. They believe that they can commit adultery and go to heaven. And be born again and leave this world and in right stead with our Savior. They believe that. And people that I used to look up to as far as being Christian leaders, that I just knew would be strong in the battle, have walked away from us. I could name names of people that I knew would stand with us in the battle to the end that walked away from us. I don't know why they walked away. They never told me. I guess I never will know the reasons why. But that's okay. By the grace of my God, I'm going to stay the course. Because I do expect the love of many to wax even colder because lawlessness keeps on growing and growing. Iniquity grows every day. And because people are afraid to tell the truth, because people are afraid to stand, folks like me are going to scare them. They're going to break off from us. They're going to go somewhere else. And folks, they have by the dozens and the hundreds already. People who support this ministry for years won't even talk to us any longer. They come too radical for them. And now, this breaks my heart to share this to you, but you probably know it. Chick-fil-A has caved in to the homosexuals. Oh, yeah, they have. But an organization called GLAAD, which stands for Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, have said Chick-fil-A's cave-in is not enough. They must disavow itself. Chick-fil-A, that was receiving accolades, and rightfully so, from Christians for taking a stand against sodomy, has backed down. And the perverted, sick, demonic people say that's not enough. But one of the nation's largest homosexual advocacy organizations is greeting Chick-fil-A's divestment from Christian charities like the Salvation Army with tepid praise and further demands, including an unequivocal denunciation of the brand's history and values. And I'll guarantee you, it may take a month or year, but they will cave in. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you why it's going to cave in. Mr. Cathy, the one that started, passed away, as y'all know. He's the original guy's gone. Now, I don't know who's running right now. I like to think of some people of the same staunch Christian value, but it isn't, obviously. And they will cave in because it's about the bottom line. I'm going to go and read this article to you. We got time. Nobody's calling in. I just want to share it with you. GLAAD demanded safe workplaces for LGBTQ employees and an apparent denunciation of the Christian ministry focused on the family, responding to Chick-fil-A's decisions to stop donating to Salvation Army, Salvation Army's Angel Tree program for needy children, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which serves historically black colleges and universities. So, did you hear what I said? Chick-fil-A no longer supports the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They're going to quit associating with the folks in the family. The full statement from Drew Anderson, GLAAD's Director of Campaigns and Rapid Response, names more steps the fast food chain must take to prove its genuine repentance. They're asking the Chick-fil-A to repent from standing against sexual deviance? And they're going to do it. They are doing it. I used to look forward. We don't have a Chick-fil-A close to where I live. Close was about an hour away. But if I ever go to a place where they are and I'm going to eat something, I try to go to Chick-fil-A. Although the line's usually long, it's always good food, the service is great, and now they're caving in. If Chick-fil-A is serious about their pledge to stop holding hands with divisive anti-LGBTQ activists, then further transparency is needed regarding their deep ties to organizations like Folks in the Family, which exist purely to harm LGBTQ people and families. Oh, I'm trying to get through this without getting angry. Folks, it wasn't many years ago that if you were called a homosexual, you were ashamed. You felt deprived. You felt filthy. You felt dirty. And now we have not only sodomites and lesbians that are proud to be what they are, but transgenders and child molesters are no longer ashamed. Chick-fil-A's investors, employees, and customers can greet today's announcement with cautious optimism, but should remember that similar press statements were previously proven to be empty. In addition to refraining from financially supporting an anti-LGBTQ organization, Chick-fil-A still lacks policies to ensure safe workplaces for LGBTQ employees. And the anti-LGBTQ reputation that their brand represents. The Salvation Army expressed dismay Monday afternoon, calling LGBT advocates' allegations ill-informed about the organization's actual stance. Folks, this is America today. The once solidly Christian organizations like Chick-fil-A and even the Salvation Army are starting to cave in. These once staunch Christian advocates and Christian support teams are caving in to the evil because the people around them are not standing up for them and showing that they're there to support them. Now, Chick-fil-A can now really claim that. When it took a stand against this some years ago, the place grew in business tremendously because they stood up against LGBTQ. And today, they're caving in. Chick-fil-A has sacrificed its Christian fans in favor of an outraged mob that will stop at nothing to destroy them. Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is America today. Where are the churches? Where are the Christians? Where are the people that say they love Christ? Where the people say they love their children? Where the people say they love their neighbors and their families? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I know I'm not the only preacher on the radio that preaches like this. I know I'm not. There's got to be a few more. I know there are a few more. But where are the people? I'm talking about in the churches in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood. Where are they? If there were one close to where I live here in Nettie, West Virginia, I'm sure I'd hear about it. But I haven't heard a word about it. I haven't heard anybody say, you know, that guy preaches like Butch Paul does. He stands behind the pulpit and announces what's going on. He tells them about what's going on in current events. He exposes the evil that's around them. He tells them what's coming down this country. I haven't heard anybody say that. Why, folks? Why? Am I doing something that's immoral? Am I telling something that's not truthful? Why is it that no one wants to stand? Why is that? Tell me why that is. It's certainly not because I'm such a special guy. That's not true at all. I am just a mere mortal. Flesh and blood. Weak-minded sometimes. Not at all the brightest bulb in the house. But why is it that very few men will stand behind the pulpit and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and His holiness? What happened to the idea of holiness and righteous living? What happened to this call once placed upon a godly, powerful church? I said powerful church that walked in righteousness and boldness and courage. What happened to that body? What happened to those people? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. My goodness, folks, I'm here. I'm asking questions. Do you have any response? Do you care what's happening to this nation, to the world? But I can't. I want to reach the world, but I can't even reach my own neighborhood with the truth because it won't accept it. Oh my! It is absolutely a sad situation, beyond sad. It's unbelievable how sick, anemic, and weak the church in America has become. It's sickening in my stomach to know that compromise with evil is what's taking my grandchildren's future away from them. It is disgusting, heartbreaking, frustrating. What other word can I use to describe this? What else can I use to describe what I see and feel in my spirit and sense in my spirit? A holy God from heaven cries out, repent. Repent. Return to me, and I will give you rest. I will give you strength. I will give you courage. Return to me and seek my paths and walk therein, and I will make you fishers of men. I will show you how to reach people. Yes, you will be prosecuted, persecuted, and who knows what else could happen to you. What happened to his disciples right after Christ left? What happened to this man who followed him? And many men since then. But would you please show me anywhere in the Bible where our responsibility to walk as men in Christ, women in Christ, goes away? Show me that. Show me why we should be ashamed to stand for truth before a wicked world. Show me, please, in the name of God, in the Bible where I can say, okay, I've done my part now, I can quit. I preached for 40-some years, been on the radio 27 years, and I can quit and go do something else. Show me, please, where I'm excused from duty now that I'm 71 years old. Show me that. Show me the fact in the Bible where it said, well, things are too bad now for you to change them. Just give up and don't try. Show me that. Please show me that. Let's go to Maryland. Let's talk to R.E.L. I think that's what it is. Are you there, R.E.L.?
Yes, I am.
Is it Ariel or R-E-L?
R-E-L. yeah.
Okay, well, welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
No.
Are you a first-time caller?
I've called before.
Okay, welcome back.
Now, listen, I know you know this, and I just want to remind you of it and bring it to your attention again. And I've studied it, and I know it's true. Christians are the only ones that shoot their wounded. And, Pastor, you've gunned down a lot of Christians tonight. They're not perfect, and they need help. You understand
they do
what
need
I'm
help.
Saying?
I do know what you're saying. But I'm not gunning them down. I'm trying to get them to stand up. Not at all gunning them down. I'm asking, where are they? Don't you be afraid to call ever.
I just decided I'd do it anyway.
Well, you don't be afraid to call me. I'm just, like I say on the radio, I'm just a man. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. And I have many, many faults, but one of them is not being afraid to stand. A true believer, Christ said, the righteous are as bold as lions. We have nothing to be ashamed of walking in Christ.
Pastor, the way you come off tonight, you scared me. I know a lot of people out there that probably want to talk, but, you know, they need a little encouragement. You know, we're sinners. We all are.
All the time, but right now I'm challenging. Because, if you're born again, you should not be a habitual sinner. You were a sinner. Now you're born again and trying to live righteously. You may still sin, but it's not that you do it intentionally and all the time. So,
see, that gets too complicated for me. I mean, you get into these theological arguments and you go over everyone's head. I know you understand it and you're probably right, but it's just too complicated to understand.
What do you mean complicated? What part's complicated? I mean, I really want to know that. What part's complicated?
I'm going to write you a letter, okay?
Please do.
Explain everything I'm trying to say.
I wish you would. And you can call me in the office if you want to. I'll be in the office tomorrow all day.
Okay.
But if you write me a letter, tell me to send you a copy of my last couple of books. I'd like for you to read them. They're written real simple. Hey, I'm a hillbilly. I really am. I don't know any big words. I just tell it just like I understand it, and that's simply. But you write me a letter, let me know what you want, and I'll send a couple books to you.
Okay, thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
I'm
going to close now so other people can call.
Thank you. Good call. Thank you. You know, folks, I don't want to scare you. I really don't want to scare you unless I'm scaring you righteous. And what I mean by that is that I'm scaring you enough that you won't get back on the right path and stand for what's right. If that's what it takes to get you on the right path, then so be it. You know what? When I heard about hell, I understood what hell was, that scared me. Enough that I wanted to know who Christ was. And he offered me hope. Hell is a scary topic. I mean, it's a horrid place to think about going to. And if you love Christ and follow him, that's not your destiny. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Hey, Mick.
What's with these Chicken Littles?
Chick-fil-A's?
No. I said Chicken Littles. You understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Chicken Little.
The two big cowards.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know what you're saying exactly. And, you know, I don't mean to come across as somebody that's being mean. I don't at all. But we have to confront the idea that we here as believers are not put here to sit on the pews and listen to a sermon. We're put here to put on the sword, the shield, and get out of the battle. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but the church has been pacified by the Hinduized church. And
I agree.
Nimrods, they are so dumb as dirt. That implies that other person. I don't care what you don't like. That's his problem, not mine. But still, you know, Babylon was destroyed when? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
By the way,
what destroyed Babylon? Was it not pride?
Well, arrogance and...
Yeah, pride, yeah. Oh, we're safe, man. Nobody can even touch us. Nobody can get us. We're safe. We got it made inside these walls. We're totally safe.
Yeah,
they believe that.
God probably down.
He did, just like South Dakota.
What year was it? Well,
you don't know what year it was.
They went and rebuilt Babylon there in Iraq again. You do know that, don't you?
Well, I know they started, but America is the end time. Babylon is a nation, and is a hammer of the whole earth.
Well,
that's Babylon.
It's feminized. Now, who
it is feminized, yes, absolutely. Yes.
The females and children. That's God's problem.
You heard me read the article about the men now wearing dresses. Sorry, I mean, men wearing dresses. I say it's feminine, wouldn't you? I say it's feminine.
I wouldn't mind if it was a kilt, but that's a totally different item, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we live in such perverted times.
Yeah.
Such perverted times, it's unbelievable.
I wear my hair long, and I don't care, but I do have hair on my face. And probably just, I'm not long hair. I'm the redneck long hair. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't do long hair because it's a shame to a man.
Yeah, but
so I won't do that.
But he has exceptions to long-haired rednecks who are Christians. And there's a lot of us out here who are sick of this nonsense of BS.
Well, I'm just reading in 1 Corinthians 6, it says that, you know, that some of the ones that will not enter the kingdom of God, one of the ones mentioned are feminists. And that's not homosexuals. That's men who act like women. You know, they're soft,
right.
Effeminate touch.
And brainwashed.
Make a guy jump. Yeah, exactly. Got more calls than a face of call.
Can I say something? One arm?
Yes, sir.
Babylon was destroyed in 2030 B.C. Now then, what if in 2030 A.D. it happens again? Think about it.
I think we're right on track, that's for sure. If it lasts that long, I'll be surprised. Good point, Mick. Thanks, Carl. I do appreciate it. Good call. And folks, again, I certainly don't mean to scare you. And I'm not shooting anybody. I'm not shooting any wounded. I'm asking the wounded to be healed in the name of Jesus. Ask Christ to heal you. Fill you with the Spirit. Get out of the whorehouses that are teaching you how to compromise. They don't take a stand. Why do you attend the church and give money to an organization who won't stand for the truth? It's destroying you and your soul, possibly. Is it worth it? Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. I'm going to be real quick. Men are effeminate today.
They are.
They are. If a man won't stand up to protect a child, if he won't put his life on the line, if he won't throw his life down to protect a child, or those light children, the elderly, the helpless, I don't know what to think about them. All I can say is that they're effeminate. Right now, Disney is trying to introduce children to transsexual themes in that Magnus Chase book series.
Yes.
We're seeing this everywhere. The
LGBTQ.
Thank you. Yeah, now they're calling it P on the end for pedophile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure enough. Yep. Sure enough.
Mike, I'll ask you a question, Mike. Over the years, you heard me preaching radio many times. How many things, and I'm not bragging on me, I want people to understand when I'm telling the truth. How many times have I told you something's going to happen in the future has happened?
Well, it's happened quite a bit. That has happened quite a bit. I've been listening now just about 19 years, a long, long time.
Wow.
And a lot of this stuff has sure come to pass, and you've had a lot of guests on, too, that have called it, and sure
yes.
enough, it's came to be. And we are in big, big trouble. I don't know. People don't even pray anymore. And when they do, they don't pray on their knees. If we all got on our knees and sincerely begged God, and I say all of us, I mean a lot of us, most of us maybe, I don't know that we could save the Republic. I think we're doomed, man. Yeah, I mean they're using our own freedoms
against us.
They are.
Well, we've used our liberties, but we've used our liberties in this nation to do evil, like pornography. What's freedom of the press? It was never meant for us to be able to produce filth and call it freedom.
That's my point. That's my point. We've got statues of Baphomet all over this country. They got it at the doors of the Vatican now. You seen that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I have.
It's unbelievable. Hey, man, need to hear more of this. I love you a bunch. I hug your neck, and if I when I talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Mike, thanks for being here with us for a long time. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Folks, by the time for tonight, don't forget, we will be in office tomorrow, Lord willing. I'll be here all day. The next Thursday, we'll not be in office, obviously, and I know you'll be out with your family also. I hope you are. And enjoying the Christian holiday we celebrate, because Christmas surely is not a Christian holiday. So I hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving Day. Set aside to give thanks for the goodness of our Father to us, and for blessings He's given us as a people. Even though now, in this time, we certainly don't deserve Him, He still blessed us. And that's something that we should never take for granted, my friends, ever. I mean, I know we're just people. I know we forget sometimes, I do. But every time you lay your head down a pillow at night, and you've had a decent day, or even a bad day, thank you for the blessings that you've had. We should never do that. But you know, in closing, I'm going to say this. The scriptures tell us all through the scriptures that we should faint not. That means that we should not become weak and weary and give up. There's no reason for a Christian to be weak and weary. I understand being tired. Oh, I do. Believe me, I do. But not to faint and give up. That's something that we cannot do. We're living in times that we sometimes can be frustrated and wore out. I know that. But, you know, it says in Galatians that we're not to be weary of well-doing. We're not. So we'll reap in due season. So I don't ever want to sound scary about it. But if the truth scares you, then I would suggest you look at the truth from God's point of view and try to figure out what you can do to accept the truth and get out of being afraid of it. Truth is only scary to those who are afraid of the truth. It should not be a Christian afraid of the truth. If we see truth, and we see truth and we're not living as we should, repentance is the key. And our God is willing to forgive us and heal us and bring us in fellowship with Him and give us courage and strength to keep going down the road as long as He requires us to. Exposing evil and stand for the truth, you know, we understand this is what we need to do. In Ephesians, you know, the book of Ephesians, I think chapter 3 says, you know, Paul wrote that we don't want you to faint not at tribulations. We don't want you to become weak and frightened. We want you to stand for the truth and be glorified and glorify your Father in you and your actions and your words. We are more than victorious through Christ our Lord. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We may not be able to turn this world around as far as what we consider to turn the world around, but that's not our duty. Our duty is to follow Christ, follow His word, and stand. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow, folks, and on the air next week. So call us tomorrow if you like, order a book if you like. Just talk to us. Just let us know you're out there. We do love you. We'll see you there. Good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.